This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. John Silber, the combative, outspoken man who transformed Boston University, has died at the age of 86. Many people admire Silber's legacy, but even those who loved him often bristled at his belligerent style, his sometimes conservative ideas, and his blunt assessments of education, politics, and media. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has this remembrance.
The Boston University that John Silber took over as president in 1971 and the one he left in 2003 are very different places. The university's net worth increased almost 1,200%. The school's footprint more than doubled. The number of applicants almost tripled, and research funding increased 2.5 times over.
He did an extraordinary job in building Boston University during his leadership. Just an amazing job.
Alan Leventhal, a member of the BU board and a board chairman during Silber's tenure, says many of Silber's accomplishments came as a result of his strong will and his passion.
Many people disagree with John. I think that was his great strength. He challenged people. And I think the end result was better for BU, and I think the end result was what we see in BU today.
Silber's supporters at BU say he just wouldn't take no for an answer. Nobel Prize winner Elie Wiesel was a distinguished professor at the City University of New York when Silber began efforts to bring him and other well-known scholars to BU. Wiesel says Silber was devoted to learning and to truth.
As painful as it could be, but for truth. He had to pay a price for his popularity. Couldn't care less.
The perception that Silber dismissed many who disagreed with him angered and offended other members of the faculty and staff. 5 years after he arrived, the faculty voted overwhelmingly to have him removed. Some members of the English department still smart at Silber calling them a damn matriarchy. National news outlets came to BU in the late 80s.
Scenes like this have rarely been seen since the 60s. They're protesting Boston University's proposal to ban outsiders from visiting dormitories after 11 p.m. on weeknights.
They were reporting on student protests of Silber's ban on overnight dorm guests of the opposite sex. Even family members. Silber's salary, which was at times the highest in the nation among university presidents, irritated even his supporters. But the public explosion that made Silber's temperament famous occurred in his home during an interview with former WCVB anchor Natalie Jacobson.
What do you see as your strength, and if you will, if you think you have one, a weakness?
I think that my strength is competence, and my strength is honesty.
Okay, and your weakness?
And I think that, I'll let you find the weakness. I don't have to go around telling you what's wrong with me. The media have manufactured about 16,000 non-existing qualities that are offensive and attributed them all to me. Let them have their field day. You can pick any one of them.
That outburst is widely believed to have cost Silber his commanding lead in the 1990 race for governor. Republican Bill Weld won by 4 points.
He was a real titan.
Weld says he left Silber a message just this weekend to let him know that people were sending him their best wishes. Although Weld and Silber fought a tough race, Weld appointed Silber chairman of the State Board of Education, and Silber accepted.
It is the measure of the man that he was willing to discharge those duties for the people, even though nominally it was for the little whippersnapper who had beaten him.
Silber became a well-known figure at the Statehouse, especially during the period when BU ran the Chelsea Public Schools. Former Senate President Tom Birmingham worked closely with Silber for many years.
Unquestionably, he was a combative person. On the other hand, it was less well-known that he was a deeply caring person. He cared about people, he cared about ideas, and he was passionately caring about education, especially for poor kids.
Silber's older brother, Paul, says John Silber learned the value of education and self-reliance from birth when he was born with a right arm that did not fully form.
We grew up in the cowboy and Indian days. Everybody fought for the underdog, and you did things for the right, and your word was your bond. You play the cards that you were dealt, and he believed you could win with them.
And, says brother Paul, John Silber did. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.